Hello and welcome everyone to the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court on Friday, December the 16th, 2022. We thank you in advance for coming in and sitting hanging out with us tonight. You could be anywhere else, maybe Christmas shopping, but we're glad you are right here with us. So sit back and relax. We got another great show for you. We got a star celebrity for you tonight. So sit back, relax, go get your snack, get ready, grab a friend, tell them to call on in.
Not
we're glad
day,
you're here.
Yeah, who is it?
Hey.
Hi, Miss Anderson, it's me. It's my belly.
Yeah, boy, how you doing? Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Jesus Christ Day.
Merry Jesus Christ Day, man. Hey there, Miss Anderson. Watch you some presents over here. We want to say Merry Christmas to you. Merry Jesus Christ Day, you know?
Come on in. Got some coffee.
Oh, that'd be right dandy for you, ma'am. Thank you. Come on in, bye.
Hey, Mikey. Yeah. What up, man? What up, Billy? Hey, Mikey, I bought you one of my presents. Want to say Merry Christmas to you? Oh, okay. Thank you. Hey, Grandma. He gave me one of his presents.
Yeah, man. You ought to say thank you.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
And here, there you go, ma'am. I got one for you. One of my presents. No matter what it is.
Yeah, y'all. Well, I can stay for dinner. We got some dinners and stuff to eat this. Oh, no. Look at this here. Oh, boy, look like that, Grandma.
What is it, boy?
It's a PlayStation 5.
A PlayStation 5? Yep, it's a PlayStation 5 for you. Merry Christmas, dude.
Look what I got, boy. Just what we need. You got us a 36 dish set. Cups, glasses, coffee cups. Watch y'all stay for dinner. I cook pretty good.
Well, dear man, we'd be much obliged to stay with you at dinner and share it. So I'll get their food and stuff there ready. And, of course, yeah, it's right here on Christmas Day. So I'll tell you what, let's get it started. And we can sit there and watch some of this stuff here on the TV. You got that smart TV? All right, I can cash it up down there.
What is that?
I'm going to cast this here podcast we be on. Yep, it's 6 Eyes Radio Network, AJ and the Squad. And maybe one day you can come on and tell your story.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, along with other people that come on and tell their stories and stuff like that. Now, you hear my smartphone go to cast right there. Go right up on here and stuff like that. All right, it's called AJ and the Go to the feature section here. Go to last stuff. You probably love this here, Queen's Court and all the other stuff you got here. And guess what? We can sit here while the food finished cooking and the boys go in and play with the PlayStation 5 and stuff like that. Hey, we can chit-chat a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be right next, Andy.
All right, here we go. And matter of fact, I'm going to give you that here number. That's 424-243-9617. And guess what? You can tune into the show on Friday. 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. That's right.
Sounds good. All right, come on to my room.
All right. Yeah, boys, gonna have fun.
All right, guys. You gotta have fun. Ooh, my chicken dice. I got things. Yeah.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
No present, waiting on anticipation. What would I wish for Christmas?
Our Father who art in heaven, holy would be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Save in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and pray. Father God Almighty, God, we magnify your name and give you praise and give you glory today. Lord, we repent and ask of your forgiveness, God, and we have done anything to grieve or displease you, God, in any way, form, or fashion, God. We ask you, Lord, that you will search us, God, from the crown of our head to the very sole of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would cleanse us and renew that right spirit within thee, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we glorify you and we magnify your name, God. And Lord, we call this thing done, God, because we know, God, that we can come to you just as we are, Father God. No fashion form or no show, God. But to ask God in the name of Jesus, God, if it be thy will, God, to let thy will be done, God. Lord, we give it all to you today, God. We lay it at the foot of thy altar, God, that is already done in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you have met us right here, God, at the appointed time, God. Come, God, to lift up your name, God, and to give you praise, God, but to give back, God, what you have deposited into thee, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we come to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, asking, Lord, that if it be your will, God, we know you are the comfort, God. You are the bridge over troubled water tonight. You are that burden bearer tonight, God. And, Lord, we know, God, that you are able, God. You have met us right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad in Queens Court, God. We know, God, that you are able, God, to do it all, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Go before us as a fountain, empty, God, and refill us, God, and redefine us, Father God, and restore us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we come to you on behalf of destiny tonight, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, God, you are that comfort for tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, her and her family, God. We know, God, that she's going through, Father God, the loss of two family members, Father God, in a house fire, God, that took the life of two of our family members, God. We know that you're able, God, to do it, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, crown them with your victory tonight, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Massage their hearts even the most, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, because, Father God, this was one of our favorite aunts, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know, God, you able, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to wipe away the tears, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We know, God, that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, God, you is an on time God, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And those that may be going through experience of loss of loved one, God, those that may be going through sickness in the body, God, those that may be going through ups and downs and turnaround, Father God, we know that you are able, God, to comfort us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Those, Father God, got procedures, God. Those, God, that have doctor's appointment, court cases, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Do it, God, like you said that you would, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to thank you for the blessing, God, that you uphold, Father God, after our brother AJ, God. We know, God, that you open up the windows of heaven, God, to pour out a blessing, God, that he has room not to contain, Father God. But we thank you for how you are blessed, Father God, AJ and the squad, God. Queen's Court, Father God. Father God, we know that you're able, God, to do it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for this platform, God. Six Eyes Radio Network, Mr. Six Eyes, God. Bless us even the most, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father God, we ask, Lord, that you look down upon the speaker tonight, Father God. Father God, I ask, Lord, that you would take root and ground us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know you are the same today, yesterday and forevermore, Father God. Bless her even the most, Father God. And those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church tonight. Father God, and we are that church tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You are that living testimony, God, to tell that God can, God will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And you're moving beyond mountains, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And even though sometimes we go through the valley of the shadow of death, Father God, we know that you able, God, you able to do it, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father God, we ask, God, that you will bless Angela tonight. We know, God, that you are able, God, to do it, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Do it like you said that you would, Father God, because we can't make it without you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we glorify you. We give you all praise and all honor, Father God. Father God, bless somebody to have a breakthrough tonight, Father God. Bless them, Father God, to believe that they can do all things through you that strengthen us, Father God. And we are who you say that we are, Father God. God, and we can have it because faith has allowed us to, Father God. And we are believers tonight, Father God, and not doubters tonight, Father God. And Lord, we are the head and not the tail, Father God. And we are your royal priesthood tonight, God. And Father God, through Christ Jesus, Father God, we can do all things through you that strengthen us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we give it all to you tonight, God, and bless every ear that has an ear to hear tonight, Father God, what the Spirit is saying unto the church, God, and bless the speaker, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, bless the coming in, God, and bless the going out, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, bless the circle, Father God, her family, kids, her friends, loved ones, and neighbors, God, we know you able, God, to do it, God, and Lord, we ask, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that you bless those that are hungry and naked and thirsty after the righteousness of you, Father God, and those, Father God, that's in the cold, God. We ask, Lord, that you would comfort them tonight. Give them a place to lay their head tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Bless the little ones, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, when we go on the last mile of the way, please, Heavenly Father, give us a home in your kingdom, Father God. Father God, where we can serve you wholeheartedly, Father God. And Lord, we give it all to you tonight, God. And thank you in advance, God, for blessing thee above all that we ask or think, Father God. You told us to ask and it shall be. Seek and we shall. And knock and it shall be opened unto thee. You didn't say maybe, but you said it shall be, God. And Lord, we believe in God and we claim that it's already done in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, and bless each and every member, God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever they stand in the need of, meet every need financially, spiritually, psychologically, mental, and emotionally, God. Do it like you say that you would. And, Lord, we thank you for doing it. In your son, Jesus Christ's name that we ask, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, absolutely.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AJ and the Squad of the Six Eyes, Six Eyes Radio Network.
Thank you guys for such a strong and powerful opening. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to thank Queen. We want to thank Two Piece. We want to thank Jada. And of course, we want to thank Evangelist Clayton for that inspiring, motivating prayer. Thank you to everyone.
803, you're open. Okay, that's all we have for now. Remember, if you want to talk, press 1, and we'll get you right on open.
Absolutely.
All right. Oh, wait, we have 205. You're open.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Before we get...
Go ahead.
We're just going to do a little housekeeping real quick before he starts. Just want to remind everyone that these mics are very sensitive. Remember, this is live, so every noise that is done, we'll be able to hear it. If you've got your backgrounds loud, you're doing things in your background, please just mute yourself. You'll still be able to hear the show with no problem. We don't want you to leave. We're glad that you are here, but just make sure you be mindful of the noises in your background. And remember, when the speaker starts speaking, you will be put on mute, but you will be able to hear the show. So... go right ahead, AJ.
Oh, no, I just want to welcome everybody, tell everybody, you know, happy holidays, good evening. Thank you for stopping by the 6 Hours Radio Network. Thank everyone for joining AJ and the squad. And, of course, don't forget the Queen's Court every first Friday of every month. Trust me, you do not want to miss those, I promise you.
No.
And as we always do in the beginning, you know, we want to check each other's, you know, mental health. There's a lot of things going on in the world right now, so... we always let the women, the queens, the ladies go first. So by all means, please.
So hello, good evening again, everyone. I am the queen from North Carolina. And I am in a good space right now. There's a lot going on around me and y'all and us. But I'm in a good space myself directly. And if I can't do anything about the rest of the stuff, I can just worry about the peace that I have within myself. Plate still busy, still full. I'm still got a lot going on, but it's all in a positive manner, so I'm going to take it all because I know what God has for me is for me. So whatever he wants to bestow upon me, I know he's going to give me room to receive it, and I'm going to do just that. So I'm in a good place. Things are well, and I pray that things are well for you also. I am complete. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next queen, pop up.
I am Miss Pride and Joy from North Carolina, and I'm having an awesome, great day. Good to see you, too. I'm having an awesome day, an awesome day, and I just, you know, just want to be thankful and have peace all over the world and the nation as a whole. And we have to check our mental. It's a lot going on all over around the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a lot of numbers that we have to give out for those mental. So just be ready to stay Houston and hear the numbers when they come out, because we will be putting out those numbers. You can either dial the 4 or dial the whole numbers for this. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you for that, Ms. Pride and Joy. Appreciate you.
Amen.
Next queen.
Amen. Good afternoon. This is Evangelist Clayton. Amen. From Tallahassee, Florida. Calling out of Tallahassee. And I just want to give God the praise. I just want to tell God thank you for his comfort. I want to tell God thank you for who he is all by himself. And most of all, I want to thank God, amen, for AJ and the Squad, 6 Eyes Radio Network in Queens Court. I want to thank God for what God is doing. Amen. To God be the glory. If we didn't have no negativity, then we wouldn't know how to appreciate the sunshine, the positivity that's in our life. So I'm great. I thank God that I'm this supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, because he's just that kind of extraordinary God in my life. Amen. He's my comfort in the time of the loss of laying my sister to rest. And he's my comfort, amen, and my bridge, amen, to be that support and be that shoulder for my nieces and nephews and my sister's husband that was left behind. And I just thank God for upholding me and giving me the strength and the ability to continue to persevere and press my way through mentally, psychologically. And I just give God all the praise and give him all the honor. It's such a pleasure to be here on this show tonight. Amen. An extraordinary young lady, two young ladies, amen, that's going to come through, amen, that's going to let you know that God can and God will. And through Christ Jesus, you and I can do all things. I am completed. Amen.
Thank you.
6-3.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, this is uncheckable.
Hi, Miss Check.
Check,
what's going on? I know y'all miss me. Why?
Absolutely.
You know, I
can't drink.
I'm so blessed y'all with my presence.
Well,
my
well, thank you. We're so glad you could make time for us.
Yes.
Your humble servant.
My mental is good, you know. The devil tried me this week, but I ain't going to let him stop me.
No,
and I'm complete.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 440, oh, your mic is open. Are there any more queens that would like to talk?
Yeah, I was listening to what you were saying. It sounded really good. It's just Ruth here. You know, I'm usually on the other programs. But I wanted to join you guys a little while. And you know me, I like to sing and everything. I'm one of those wild people that like to dance in the church. But, yeah.
So it's a pleasure to have you, my friend.
Yeah, I went to a Pentecostal church and asked for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I went wild. And then somebody touched me again. And you're scared, aren't you? And I just continued to run. So I just praised the Lord ever since that happened. I've been saved since I was only 14, not 63. So that's a lot of years to know Jesus. Of course, it took me a while to get into that, where I wanted to ask for the baptism, because the church I was in, the Nazarene, they would not let me do that. In fact, one lady spoke in tongues and she left. They made her leave. That isn't what, I mean, God doesn't expect us to teach people to leave. We're trying to get people closer to God, not throwing them out.
That's right.
Well, my cousin now is part of the Nazarene church now. He's actually the pastor at the moment. So, I left that. Now I'm part of 6 Eyes Radio Network, which I'm very happy. I love 6. I love Pastor Bonnet, I love all you guys on the squad. I just, you know.
That's right.
Well,
and the Queen's
thank
Court.
You.
And the Queen's Court, too. Don't forget the Queen's Court. We're all family.
Amen.
I love you guys. Kings and queens. I love y'all.
Thank you so much, Ruby. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Please stay and enjoy the show. It's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I can cut you off.
Oh, no, you're fine. You all right. If I got to share my mic with anybody, I'd love to share it with you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You are. Any more queens out there want to talk? Any more queens? Okay. Wait 1 second. I got, oh, look who I got, y'all. Go ahead, baby.
Hello, everybody. This is Destiny.
Destiny. Hey. Destiny, what am I?
That's right.
Definitely not a Y.
Right. Well, my mission has been very challenged this week. Because as they said in the prayer, I lost 2 family members in a house fire on yesterday. Mm-hmm. But I know that God is still on the throne and God is still a provider, a healer, and a comforter.
Yes.
And I know God will comfort my family through the days that we have to face ahead. And I just ask that you all continue to pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, baby. We love you.
We love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Kings, your time. And Kings want to tell us about their mentor?
Queen.
Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one and only, the Godfather.
Hi, Godfather.
Good evening to you, sir.
Baby, how you doing and how are you feeling? My mentor is pretty good, but I just want to warn you all. It's been put out now that people putting counterfeit money out on people. And I just think we that are visually impaired have to be extremely careful because if they get the sighted people, we know what they'll do for us. So I'm warning you to be careful with your money. They say the ones that they're really getting people on is $20 bills. So I just thought I would warn you. And I'd like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. If we got any Jewish people, Happy Hanukkah. And how sweet it is.
That's right.
Ain't it is?
I like that.
Ain't it is.
Yes, it is.
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
No,
you might want to turn your phone up just a little bit. We can hear you.
Okay. I got a future guest that want to tell y'all about her mental.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good evening.
Good, and you?
Good evening.
They call me Motivator.
Okay, hi.
Yes, ma'am. First time doing this, but hopefully everything will be all right, you know.
It will be.
Of one. Just wanted to come on here today and, you know, share my story and let y'all know all about it later on. And I'd love to be a part of this program here, and hopefully y'all will welcome me, and I'll appreciate it.
Absolutely. Our doors are open. You are always welcome.
Yeah.
Like I said, we do not judge here. This is a safe place. I say we just want, you know, people to come through and maybe be inspired and maybe inspire others. You know, hopefully you get something out of each and every one of our shows, which is one of the biggest things that we try to do. So definitely welcome.
Amen. Great. Amen.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
No problem. Mr. Two-Piece, you still over there, sir?
Yes, sir. Coming back to the mic.
Yes, sir. Welcome back.
My mentor is great. It's wonderful when you have a wonderful platform like this where people can come. You know, when she thought about her name, I can say more than what I'm allowed to say. So with her, she's one of the future guests, and it's a blessing when you can lock somebody up. And it's something that she didn't know about today, so I'm just going for the right. He's locked up, never getting out. It's a wonderful thing when you can come. And just, she was a person that went through a lot. And she is one of one thing. It's one thing I never really do with my organization is to actually go and meet the person. But it's a lot. It's a lot to put on a person. But to save somebody's life and their daughters away from a mass murderer and finally protect, teach self-defense, it's a happy day for me. And that's what I do. And that was really brings my mental when I can make somebody laugh, make somebody feel safe, make somebody feel good. And when she heard y'all on the thing, you know, she said, I want to tell my story on that platform. She's allowed to tell her story. Mm-hmm. And can tell it fully like she wants to. So I thank y'all for choosing me to be a part of this thing so I can bring some of these people that want to be a motivator. Because y'all just know y'all motivate me every day, whether y'all know it or not. And just people that come on and speak, it's motivating me. Because there is a living God that we all serve and love. And he got us covered no matter what. The blood of Jesus Christ is covering all. You just got to have Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a blessed time, a blessed day, feeding a family, and just celebrating and rejoicing because God has done a great thing. God bless all of y'all, and I'm passing the mic.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
And
more. All righty, then I guess that would leave me. Good evening, everyone. This is AJ calling out of Cleveland, Ohio. For the most part, my mental is good. I mean, you know, I'm in the trenches right now. I'm trying to build an empire, per se. And I'm always happy to be a part of the Six Sides Radio Network, AJ and the squad in the Queens Court, and be surrounded by each and every one of you individual, and, of course, our callers. And, of course, we have going on the Facebook and on the nonprofit website that we have up and running. I did find myself in a situation this weekend, a couple of days ago. And I don't know, maybe you can sympathize. I have someone that I care about that means something special, near and dear to me. And they're in a place right now. And you know, you want to help people. You want to do anything. You know, you want to give or do anything that you possibly can to try to help people in their time of need or in their time of comfort or when in a dark place. And I found myself in a place where I had nothing. There was nothing I could say, and there was nothing I could do to help this individual. Like I couldn't make it all right. I couldn't make it better. And it really made me feel some kind of way. And I just know that at the end of the day, there's nothing I can do but, you know, extend a hand. You know, leave a line open. You know, let people know that. You know, or let them know that I care and that I'm here in any way I possibly can. But I don't know if anybody can sympathize or anybody's been through that, like you've ever had somebody or you've ever been in a place, and it's like an unreachable place. You know what I'm saying? So I've been dealing with that, but I gave it to God. I pray about it. I'm going to keep praying about it. You know, and just like I tell people, you know, we say the serenity prayer around here all the time. And so I've been, once again, I've been on a serenity prayer, just asking for the wisdom every day. So, but other than that, though, I am glad to be here, and I cannot wait for tonight's guest speakers because I know it's going to be an incredible show, as always.
Always.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you please turn your phone up and tell us where you're calling from? Your name and where you're calling from?
This is Angela. I'm the one that would be introducing the guest tonight.
Hi, Angela.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Hey, how y'all doing?
That's our new hopeful prospect. Our new hopeful prospect, and Miss Angela.
Okay.
Yeah, I was listening, and I just wanted to say hello to everyone, AJ and the squad, the Six Side Radio Network, and the Queen's Court.
That's right.
That's right.
How about she got
Come
it all together?
Okay. She submitted an application and a resume. We shall soon see.
Okay.
excuse me one second. I have a 704. Your mic is open. 704. Your mic is open. Okay.
I think Angela's saying something.
Yeah, I couldn't hear them. But I know Miss Angela was trying to say something.
I just
wanted to make sure I know we got excited. I know we got excited for me. I just wanted to make sure you got a chance to finish saying what if it was something you wanted to finish saying.
Well, I was just saying hello to everyone. And just whenever y'all ready for me to introduce the guest of honor, let me know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, well, since you ready, then we should get ready, huh? Because you already ready.
I got my fingertips ready.
So go ahead and do that part, baby, and we're going to hey.
All right.
Wow. Make it do what it do.
So, Miss Angela, if you are ready, you can actually go ahead. Just know that we'll be playing her song for her. And then, of course, after her song, she gets to talk. But you go ahead and introduce her.
So after I introduce her, y'all will play the song for her?
Right. And then she'll talk after the song.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. Okay. Well, again, I just wanted to say hello and welcome everybody. And to let you all know that I am here tonight to honor a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine. Not only is she a friend, she's a classmate of mine. And this person that I'm speaking about is the one and only Rhonda Knapp. Yay!
Yes.
She was recently inducted in the WNC Sports Hall of Fame. She has accomplished amazing accolades throughout her career. For starters, she and her teammates led the Ashford High Cougars to their first state championship in 1987. She went on to play.
On the Big Five Radio Network.
Know that your baby coming here in the last step and cheerful spirit. We must show of truth around the sun. Yeah, I'll show you. But today I want to make sure it's just right. Cause right now the present you will be get one.
Back to Joe. It's Christmas in June. I mean, Christmas is all the time when I'm with you. That's what I'm trying to say, you know?
That was December, Back to Joan, by Alicia Keys.
Thank you for that.
Angela,
would you like to continue to get our guests together?
Yes. Miss Rhonda, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I'm on the line.
Yay, Miss Rhonda. Look.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Happy holidays
to you.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Glad that you were able to make it today.
All right. Yeah,
yes.
Thank you for the invite.
Yes.
So do anybody have any questions for Rhonda right now?
Well, first, can we just get Ms. Rhonda to just tell us a little bit about her background and how she got to where she is now? When she first started hooping and all that good old stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's a long journey, a blessed journey.
That's all right. We got a whole 2 hours.
Right.
Yeah, my dad was a powerful influence in the community in Asheville, and I basically had to share my father with a lot of kids that didn't have father figures when I was growing up. But my father, I was with my father a lot while he was, you know, doing a lot of his community service, and he introduced me to the game of basketball. He used to open up the gym for his buddies, and he would open up the second gym just so we could, you know, play. This was at Conference Broad. And so that's why I first started playing, just basically watching him play. And then he started working with me after he would play with his buddies. So just started at three years old. And the more I stayed in it, the more my dad kept me in it, the more I loved it, and the more I loved it, the more I became it. So, you know, it's just God just blessed me on a journey. And, you know, like Angie said, when I got over to Asheville High School, we, Demita Morgan, Lena Miller, Michelle McAveen, I mean, Frida Mitchell, so many
Michelle Wright.
We won a state championship at Asheville High School in 1987. I was basically blessed to win a championship on every level of my career. So we won a state championship at Asheville High. I won an AAU national championship my senior year also, and was blessed to have a lot of interest from different colleges all over the country. So I decided to go to North Carolina State University.
Wolfpack
in the building.
was able to play
up under Coach Al Tulich and learned a lot from her, and just, you know, just winning. I've always been around winning.
Right.
Winning spirit, winning, you know.
That's
energy.
Your motto.
Yeah, so, you know, I've just been able to work hard and get a good education. You know, won an ACC championship and was able to go overseas and play. So I played overseas for 13 years, played six seasons before the WNBA started in 1997. And I was drafted to Charlotte. Yeah, drafted to Charlotte, first round, third pick. So, I mean, I don't really like talking about myself too much.
No.
There you go.
I don't have any questions.
The people want to know.
Yeah, so I've been on the journey. It's been a blessed journey. So, you know, that winning attitude, I just try to take over to my business. I've owned several businesses along my journey, and right now I'm into the trucking business. I've been in the trucking business since 2017.
Wow.
Good. And here I am. Yeah.
All right.
Woo! All right. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you think basketball, what was the main thing basketball taught you besides, you know, being a good player, like as far
first
as?
First of all, it taught me discipline, structure, discipline. Yeah. And those are a lot of the attributes that I take over to my business. That's what teaches you a lot. It teaches you camaraderie. It teaches you teamwork, discipline, structure. So those are a lot of things that I learned when playing basketball. You know, learning how to be on time.
Yes. You have to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are some of the things that you would tell young girls that, you know, because we always talk about the NBA. We always talk about the men. The men is always thrown out there. What is something you tell young girls as far as being able to play the WNBA? Because my daughter's an avid basketball player, and she got on me when I was telling her that you were speaking tonight. She said, "My mama, you knew her all this time, and you never told me about her." I said, "Mama, I told you already." But what are some of the things that you tell young girls to just don't look past the man part and do what you got to do? So some of the advice you give our young girls that want to make it that far.
You just have to, you have to stay focused, and you have to recognize your distractions. There's a lot of negative things that, you know, will be introduced to you. And it's even worse with the younger generation now than when I was growing up. But the main thing is just to stay focused and have tunnel vision. Know what you want to do in life. And just, you know, stay positive and listen to your parents.
Yes.
You know, there you go. There you say that one more time.
Listen to your parents.
Because we know you had to listen to yours, because we know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. So those are the things that I, you know, I talk to the kids about, you know, follow your dreams. You know, whatever you want to do in life, just stay focused on it. You know, I was a dreamer when I was young. I would lay in my bed and I would look up at my ceiling and I would see nothing but stars. And I would always imagine myself being in a gym, being in a big arena, and playing in front of a large crowd. And
that's deep.
You know, and having to be the one to win the game. You know, I was already manifesting my life at a young age. You know what I'm saying? So, I would definitely encourage kids to really be dreamers. You know what I'm saying? And to manifest. You know, what they want their life to be. Because manifestation is real.
Right. It's real.
Speak it. Speak it, yeah. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and open these mics. Don't you feel like you got to rush off or nothing. I'm going to go ahead and open up these mics because I know you want to be asked, and I know these people want to be told, asking. So we're going to open up the mics. It's 336. Yeah, your mic is open.
I got a little bit of time because I got another call to get on.
Yeah.
Right.
We have like about 5 minutes max.
Yeah.
That's okay. We're going to get these mics up. These mics open right quick.
Okay.
336, you're open. 8631. Everybody's open. If you press 1, your mic is open.
My question would be, if they were present you with a chance to make the next Space Jam, would you want to be in it? with your basketball skills and everything? Would you want to be in like the next place jam?
Me?
Mm-hmm. I came to you and said something about it. Would you be interested in
manifestation? Manifestation.
At the age of 53, maybe I can imagine myself being in Space Jam as a coach or something. But not necessarily a player at this point.
Okay.
I don't have any cartilage in my left knee, but, you know, I still got that jump shot.
There you
okay.
go.
You can be Aunt Drew.
Okay.
Hey.
May I?
Absolutely.
Amen. Sister Rhonda, it's a pleasure meeting you. And I'm Evangelist Clayton, and I hail out of Tallahassee, Florida. I counted the years. I counted the years, and you said 1989, 1988, 87. And I counted 34 years. It was 34 years that you all won the championship there at the high school in Carolina. But my question to you today, I know it seems as though there, and a lot of people, and a lot of inquiring minds, I know that people think that when people began to play basketball or become to be a celebrity in life, that takes a totally different change. And I don't know if you're on a two-way phone, a two-way line, but then it seems as though there's a difference in the sounding, and I'm not sure, you know, it's like it's startled. You're sounding startled a little bit, but I'm going to press through this anyhow. In your pressing moment, if you're being trained and playing with your father, you know, and building your future and you having the desire to be a basketball player. But people think that people make a lot of money. They think that they make a lot of money. And the business, playing basketball is a job. It's hard work. It's hard work. It's hard work. You ain't just there looking cute. You ain't just there looking cute. Amen. Hey to you, puppy, whoever the puppy that is. Amen. Dog. Amen.
But, get your puppy, please.
People thinking that when you become a celebrity, you make a lot of money. But then that's because you done put the time in, you done put the work in. It's work. It ain't playtime. It's work. And when you're out there, you know, you're making your shot, amen, and you're at work. It's hard work. See, a lot of people think that it's just, they see the creativity of your playing, but they don't see the hard work that you put in. They don't see the discipline that you put in. They don't hear the yelling and the streaming. You know, they don't hear all of that. All they see is the celebrity part, and they just see, you know, how good you play. But then the work that you put in, see, work pays off. If you don't put anything in it, you don't get anything out of it. And the God that I serve, He's a mighty God. And then if you work hard,
Amen.
You're gonna cheat. But don't nothing come easy. Don't anything come easy. You know, and that hard work that you put in made room for you. Amen, in the Hall of Fame. And I'm so grateful to know that you keep it real. You know, it ain't all about all the accolades and all of that stuff. It's all about the work. Work comes.
Oh, yeah.
Success comes with hard work. Didn't nobody put it in your hands. You had to work to get where you're at today. And the most blessed thing about it is that you had the man with the plan to put the keys in your hand, amen, and to put you into the Hall of Fame was nobody but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm grateful tonight.
Just to know that
the God that you serve is an almighty God. We serve a super calic, fragilistic, espialidocious kind of God tonight. And it's extraordinary God Amen. That through Christ Jesus, Philippians 13 lets us know that I run the map. I, AJ, I, Queen, I, amen, Unchuckable, I, Miss Pride and Joy, I, Godfather, I, Destiny, can do all things. I, Evangelist Pastor Clayton, can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Amen. But it takes hard work.
Amen.
It takes hard work. If you had not been knocked down to be able to get up and to tell somebody God did, God can, because I'm sure that there are some things that have happened in your life. I'm sure you done went through some things that everybody don't know about. But you know between you and God that it took Christ Jesus to get the place that you're at today. And to be the age that you are today, I take my hat off to you. Amen. To God be glory. And I ask the Lord, whatever plan that he has for you after this, that you do it, that you do it, amen, not begrudging it, but do it, amen, with joy. And I didn't hear the businesses that you had because of the distorted in the phone, but I ask the Lord to continue to bless you even the more. Don't ever let, amen, your past define your purpose for persevering and passing on that legacy, passing on, amen, that torch, passing on, amen, the accolades to those, amen, that don't think that they can do it, that they want to give up, that they want to throw in the towel. Amen. You are that great motto today. Anybody, and it doesn't make a difference who they are, like white, polka dot, tree, green, or orange, don't make a difference who they are, that you make a difference in somebody's life. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. All the other is extra. But what you do and what difference that you make, not only in mine, and see, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, and I'm a great-grandmother. Mm-hmm. So what you have done and said tonight, amen, just a little bit that you have said, amen, has truly, truly given me, amen, a thumb up to just know that through Christ Jesus, and I leave this with you tonight, that you take everywhere that you go, and you said the key word, focus. You got to stay focused. Pray, aim, and stay focused, my dear sister. And there is no good thing that God would withhold from you. Not only you, us, I, and they. See, it's about us. It's about you. It's about they. It's about all of us. Amen. So what you take, amen, from here, amen, is given by to the blesser that has blessed
amen.
You. So I'm grateful tonight. Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen.
And I am
amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
I think we may have a few minutes left. I'm not sure. Does anybody have any real quick questions? Because I don't know who anybody asked about Brittany, because I was really curious on her, to get her thoughts or opinion on the whole Brittany situation.
First, I want to say, from what the evangelist just said, you know, nothing worthwhile is easy. You're gonna just like she said, along your journey, you're gonna go through ups and downs, and being at the celebrity status, I mean, it takes a lot of hard work and determination that people don't see. A lot of times, you know, I felt like the game of basketball just didn't love me back. But my family was there to remind me. That nothing worthwhile is easy. It takes a lot of hard work and determination. So I did want to say that. And when much is given, much is required also. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question about Brittany, I think she was I think the situation that she was in was unfair. I think they used her because she was a big target because she played over there. She'd been playing over in Russia for like 5 or 6 years, making $1 million a season, tax-free money. And she's about six. Brittany's about 6'8". So, you know, she stands out. So Putin just, I think he used her. And I think the timing of it and everything just, you know.
Wow.
It was just to his advantage with the war starting over in Ukraine.
Mm.
You know, and I knew that something would happen after the midterms when the Republicans took over the White House. Mm-hmm. So, I just think that she, you know, the situation that she was in, you know, I think she was, you know, it wasn't a good situation for her. It was unfair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Anybody else have anything? But we don't want to hold her up, but we are so grateful she's here. And pass on to Brittany. We're glad she's home. And, you know, hey, pass the number. If you ever want to come and talk, she's more than welcome. More than welcome, honey.
She's a little younger than me, so.
She's sample her later.
I did read today where she was, she is prepared to come back and play this season. So that's
okay,
what I'm talking
about.
Wow,
yeah, that's all right. Yeah. That's all right. Mm-hmm. We are so proud of you.
I'm sure she's going to write a book.
She needs to take advantage of all of that, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Book, TV, basketball, everything she can do, she needs to do.
Yeah.
Well, Rhonda, I can say you've made Asheville proud. You've made the Cougars proud. Woo, woo. And I thank you. I know I tore up your inbox trying to get you. I understand that. But, hey, you were somebody important, and we needed to talk to you. So I'm so glad you took our invitation. You are more than welcome to come back at any time.
Yes,
does anybody have anything else before she, because we don't want to hold her up, but does anybody have anything else? Anything else?
Thanks for letting me introduce you, Rhonda.
And I appreciate you too, dude. I appreciate you too. And I appreciate you guys allowing me to come on the show and just talk about myself. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not used to doing that, but I appreciate the invitation.
You deserve it. Schedule to come on here and talk to us. We really appreciate you, and thank you for that.
Thank you.
So you go ahead and don't you forget, AJ and the squad. You come on back, call at us anytime you want to. Come back and hang out with us anytime you want to. When you making all your videos on Facebook, I want you to shout out AJ and the squad, because I be on you.
Okay, I sure will. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Right. God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Same
to you.
Well.
Thank you so much.
I'll
see
you later.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 Amen.
Thank you for your presence.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Miss Angela, we thank you too, honey. Hang out with us if you want to, but we thank you too. You did a great job, girl. You hung on in there. Okay. Everybody good? So at this time, we're going to turn over our Let's Talk About Christmas segment. Maybe you want to get that for us while we get set up with Miss Pride and Joy and what she got for us. We thank you guys for being on the 6 Eyes Radio Network with us on Friday night with AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court. Always a pleasure to have you, and you with us. Remember, if you want to talk, just press that 1. And we would definitely open your mic and hear what you have to say, because I know it's important. I know it is. And if you ever want to be a guest on the show, let us know. Hit us up on Facebook, Squad King or Squad Queen, and we would definitely get you
in. You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6 Eyes Radio Network.
I know it's not me, it's from above. I'm overflowing, I feel the good. It's something on me strongly, if you feel me. Everybody throw your hands up and say, His blessings on me, I feel the grace. I don't deserve it, it's just his pace. I'm aerial surfing, gone with the wind. His hand is on me, if you agree, can't explain it simply. Go ahead and throw your hands up. I woke up this morning,
thank you, God,
to get it in. No, I'm not playing, this is my trend. No, I'm not perfect, I wanna get it right. So I encourage my own self, turn left, focus on my own shelf. Reach for the top, don't stop, hand. Yeah. I feel good, I'm so grateful. I feel good, I'm so thankful. I feel good, man, I'm so blessed. I feel good. Hands up. Hands.
That was Charles Jenkins. We're winning.
I like that song.
Mm-hmm. A nice little beat to it.
I know, right? Hey.
Ding, 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 ding.
He said he winning. I like that.
Right.
All right.
You still needed a moment. I have something else from Two Piece.
Okay. I don't like that song. I'm going to put it on my playlist. Because he's winning. Okay.
I'm still getting the hear it.
That was...
Mr. Godfather, you doing all right?
I'm doing fine, sweetheart.
Okay.
That's all right. I'm glad everybody's here. Yes, 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 yes.
Have no fear. We're here.
Life is brilliant.
Here we go.
Thank you.
As long as we got OJ, we'll go all the way.
This is Two Piece with the Six Eyes Radio Network, AJ, and the Squad.
Wow.
Best quality, you ask. Yeah. Guess what? Safety tip time. Space heater. During this time of the year, in the cold winter season, a lot of us run out and get space heaters. A lot of us use space heaters that we already have within our household, saved up from previous years. But did you know this? When using a space heater from previous years, you must conduct a safety check of your space heater. Mm-hmm. One of the first things you want to check is the wall socket. Make sure your wall socket is not loose. Make sure proper current is coming to your wall socket. Next, you want to check your space heater. Make sure it is well dusted off properly, that there is no previous water damage to your space heater. There are no cracks around the frame of your space heater. Make sure there is no damage to the cord of your space heater. If you see any damage, the best thing is to do, get it repaired or get it replaced. When using a space heater, make sure you are not having nothing of that is flammable around a space heater, nor any objects that could easily get warm, catch smoke, catch fire, and burn. I would hate to see anybody to lose their house, to be injured in any way, because you ignore safety tips of a space heater.
Thank you, Mr. Two-Piece, for that. Good information you have.
It is, because a lot of people don't think about that. Thank you very much. Ms. Pride and Joy, you got something for us over there?
I'm going to be going to American history. First woman globetrotter. Her name is Lynette Woodard. She becomes the first female Harlem Globetrotter player on October 7, 1985. Captain of the gold medal winning United States, who was the first female. She got the Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame 4 times, Kodak All-American at the University of Kansas. She is considered one of the greatest players of all times. Her magnetic personality and warm smile could not hide her intense desire to outdo her opponents and win basketball games. She's a versatile performer who was capable of playing all 5 positions on court. She is the all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball history with 3,649 points. She was also ranked first in 8 categories at Kansas, including points, rebounds, steals, a 2-time Olympian, and captain of gold medal winning. 1984 United States Olympic team. She enjoyed a successful professional career playing overseas in Italy and later Japan. In 1985, she became the first female member of the Harlem Globetrotters. In 1997, she came out of retirement for 2 seasons with the WNBA and played with the Cleveland Rockets and the Detroit Shocks. I present to you Lynette Woodard from Basketball Hall of Fame and Shaman Award. And that's her name, y'all. Also, since this is the month for AIDS, let me go ahead and do Opera Ashe for 1940 through 1993. Mm-hmm. Ashe was the first African-American tennis player to be selected to his U.S. Davis Cup team, and the only black man ever to win single titles at the U.S. Open. And the Australian Open, Ashe reportedly contracted HIV from a blood transfusion during heart surgery. And he announced his illness in 1992 before founding the Arthur Ashe Foundation for the Defeat of AIDS and the Arthur Ashe Institute for Urban Health. He died of AIDS related with pneumonia in 1993. After Ashe's death, President Bill Clinton honored him with a Presidential Medal of Freedom for his effort to HIV and AIDS for batteries and for battle discrimination in sports. Approximately 1.2 million people in the United States have HIV. About 13% of them don't know it and need testing. HIV continues to have an impact on certain populations, particularly and gay, bisexuals, and other men who have sex with men. He goes from numbers 1-800-HIV-0440-1888-445-8765, 1-800-933-3413. And it's AIDS Awareness Month. That's for AIDS Awareness Month.
Okay. We do greatly appreciate that. I have a mic that wants to be open. Give me 1 second. 901, your mic is open. Okay. Well, just know it's open when you want to talk. All right. So, let's talk about Christmas. So we got 1 week. 1 week and a couple of days.
1 week and two days. 1 week and
so
1 day.
Y'all still got time. Right. Y'all still got time to get my present. I ain't going to be mad because it's at the last minute. Right, it's better late than never.
Right.
You know what I like and what I don't like, so don't just give me any old thing now. I won't just say
right.
any old thing. And then you come back and say it's a thought that count. Well, you ain't give me much thought, so it's not the thought that count. But what do you think that one of the biggest problems is now with a lot of the, with everything that's mental going on with everybody in the holiday season and, you know, people breaking into cars and selling packages off porches. You know, what do you think is something that we can do about that? Or is there anything we can even do about that? And do you think the holiday season puts people in a better mood or a worse mood? Because for me, I love the holiday season myself, but I think it's putting some people in a worse mood. So what y'all think about that?
Well, I think one thing about it is stress people out. They're trying to please everybody with a gift, and their subs, they want people to like what they've given them, and they're running with the head. I don't know. It's just so much stress for some people during this time of the year. And then not only that, it can be so depressing time of the year for people who have lost loved ones. It's very depressing. And then people that want to give and don't have the money to give, that's another thing that bothers me. But me, I personally like it because I feel racist. If I give you something you don't want, give it back. I'll take it back. I'll be glad to get the money back. I don't care. That don't bother me anymore.
they giving the present back to him, and in his mind, he like, how sweet it is. All the
right.
way back to the
I'm
going to
give me my money back.
And if I get my money back, I ain't going to buy you another present and bring it back to you. I'm
right. I ain't lying.
You can't go wrong with gift cards.
They work every time.
No,
every
you can't.
Time.
I told you.
They work good.
Every time.
Yeah, that works.
Yes. If you don't know, just give me a gift card. I'm okay with that. Just give me a gift card. But now give it to me from somewhere I can use it. Now, I'm just, now. Like they were talking about seafood bras. I don't do seafood, so don't give me none of Red Lobster because I'm not going to.
No, I love seafood. Give me a seafood any day.
But in talking That's about funny. Giving, trying to think, who was the basketball player? No. It was Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner gave a whole lot of charities Christmas presents to give to kids in his area. And, you know, and anybody know Kurt Warner played football a long time ago, whatever. But he just did it just because he just wanted to do it. You know, so there's a lot of people that's out here just giving back. And that means a bit different because a lot of people aren't going to have anything. And before the hustle and bustle and the stress of it, you know, there's celebrities that's giving back. And then there's people who are not the big celebrities, but celebrities in their own right. Our past guest, Dionne Rucker, she has an organization, and they've given back to 12 families in over 3 states. So, you know, there are people out there that's giving back. There are people out there that care. There's organizations in your community. I don't know if it's too late or not, but there's organizations that, you know, you can sign your kids up for them if you don't have anything. But just don't stress yourself out about not being able to get a lot for Christmas. Because we've already got the best gift we can ever give, and that was Jesus Christ. So just don't stress yourself out about it. As long as you wake up that morning and it's a brand new day, a day you've never seen before and you'll never see again, then just thank God because you've already got the greatest gift anyway. So we don't want you to be stressed out about it.
No, there's a lot of that going on around here. And over the whole country, over the whole planet right now, when you really think about it. You know, especially for those who celebrate the materialistic side of Christmas, like you said. It's a lot that comes along with that. You know, trying to get these, you know, $1 million PlayStation 5s and these, these expensive ass, you know, iPhones and all to come along with that. And, you know, the clothes are sure not as cheap as they used to be.
And his shoes.
Right, and all that. So when you take the stress of how the economy is and what's going on with inflation, and you're having to make choices of, you know, food or medicine, and then you trying to, you know, satisfy children or other individuals or people that you love or care about for Christmas. And I think that when people think about it, that choice kind of, in a way, I think, should bring a certain reality to people with an understanding of it. It's not about the materialistic side of Christmas. Yes,
right.
Most of us come from a generation where, yes, we had Christmas trees, we decorated the Christmas trees, we had presents, and we had all Christmas dinners and all Christmas breakfasts and all kinds of stuff. And we appreciated all that. But
yeah,
some of us understand that it's about the family, being able to give to others and do for others, you know, clothing, shelter, and give to those who don't necessarily have, Christmas, let alone in a materialistic way, but let alone just the spirit of Christmas, the
right.
love of Christmas, the camaraderie of Christmas, being around family and loved ones and things like that. There's a lot of people who don't have that and will never have that. So when we talk about, the stress, you think about what's going on, like I say, with the prices going up and everything, and can't afford this, can't afford that, and everything that's going on, and you got people riding around following the UPS and the FedEx man, waiting for them to drop packages off, and they steal them and pick them right up. And like I said, you got people out here robbing, or you can go on YouTube, it's crazy. They really got people that really ride around during the seasonal holidays, especially Christmas, and they wait for those packages because they're dropping off, all kinds of clothes and, places, gaming stations and, all kind of expensive stuff. And people just wait for them to drop that off. Some people are at home, but a lot of people aren't. They're out working. They're out doing whatever they're doing.
Right.
And these UPS drivers at FedEx, they leave it right at your front door.
They
like if you don't have special delivery instructions, they're going to put it right there on your front porch.
That's
or
right
there where everybody
keep
can see it pull right off. And there is an actual, groups of people in every city that ride around, and that's all they do during the, Christmas holidays. They look for the FedEx and the UPS, man. So, and that puts people in jeopardy. That puts people's lives in danger. You've got everybody out shopping there nowadays, and you have, a whole other group of people that's out looking to catch people slipping, elderly people, or waiting for you not to pay attention while you're putting packages in your car and come bop you up on your head and take your stuff or throw you in the trunk, God forbid, and take the whole car and the packages.
That's right. That's right.
So, you got a lot of crazy stuff going on out here, and you really, times are different. So when you're out there, of course, enjoy the holiday season. Go out and see all the lights and all the good stuff they got going on. But you've got to be aware. We're living in a different time. We're living in a different age. So please be careful when you're out there, Mental is very important. But being aware, being aware is really an important thing to do.
Yep. I got a mic that wants to be open. Give me a second, please. 718,
may
your
I?
Mic is open.
Okay.
Yes, you may.
All right.
Well, I saw the news today where people going around to these drop boxes at the post office and cutting the mailboxes open and going reaching in and getting the mail and stuff out of the drop box. I just couldn't believe they could do that.
Wow.
They were going in there, getting the mail out of there, the drop boxes. And then I hear people just stealing the whole ATM machines, breaking into them. I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I mean,
they have situations where they have these new skinny ATM machines, and they just plug them up. And you can literally just go unplug them, and literally two people can literally take these ATM machines and lift them and just walk right out the door with them. I know where a bunch of them are. And they're literally just, really skinny ATM machines that literally just plugged up, like literally plugged into the wall. That sounds very believable, what's going on out there. And then on top of that, you have the people going around with their phones and these apps. And when people are going to ATM machines, they wait for you to use the ATM machine and put all your information in. They got, scanning everything.
Yes.
And they're stealing your information. And then you have to be careful when you're in the ATM and people standing behind you because they might be videotaping you and getting all your information and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely be careful when you're out here shopping these holidays. Good evening, Miss Lorraine. How you doing this evening?
Hey, Miss Lorraine.
All right, and you?
We're
I have
doing
some
all
good
right.
news.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Tell us all about it.
Okay. My daughter was just accepted in Hofstra University.
congratulations.
Thank you, Savannah was. Yes.
Oh, wow, that's good.
Thank you. I'm so proud of her. Yep.
Yes.
I had overheard.
Yes.
I said, what? You got in where? I said,
what,
yes.
What university?
I said, you
what
go, girl.
What
university you in? Mm-hmm. But you know something awesome about the Christmas season too. Excuse me, people are definitely losing sight of what the true meaning of Christmas is,
mm-hmm.
and it is Jesus. 'Tis the reason for the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, in the whole world, like it is, it's so different from the times of where we were growing up. I mean, it's so different where families would just, you know, gather. You know, in the living rooms, they have, like, the dinners, or either when a person's house is all fixed up with the lights,
mm-hmm.
and you get all in the cars, you go and see this one house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just such a different time back then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You didn't have to be concerned about when you get a delivery. We used to be able to have the sign for it. Now,
mm-hmm.
with the UPS
That's
drivers,
right.
they just rob
right.
them and go. Because we have special instructions. That when they come by, they have to knock loud because the doorbell is not working. So we have a big sign on the door. And even with that big sign on the door and the dogs barking and everything,
still.
And the thing is, that was so crazy. See, I have an address that is the same address as around the corner. And with the driver do, he will put our package around there, and they have to walk around here, you know, to get theirs. So, like, I'll just say it's like I'm on 143rd Avenue. They're on 143rd Road. And there's a mix-up all the time with them. Yes, and I try to tell my daughter to put it like a little invoice to let them know, you know, they have to put it on the package a little larger so there wouldn't be no mix-up with our packages. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, because it's a pain in the neck. I mean, and when you have Alexa, we have a notification that tells us. But even though I still have to look myself, go out there and check before she even said, because you never know, it'll be there before the notification goes off.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Celebrating the birth of His Majesty, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
May I?
Yes,
ma'am.
I remember during the Christmas, our time of coming up, we didn't have the big conglomerous gifts that they give. You know, and just listen, I think about the young man that killed his mother, was that about 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? Because of some type of game thing, I guess that game's going to be here. But he killed his mom because of that game thing that he wanted or something, couldn't play or wanted to get or something. But he took our life, you know, took our life because of a game thing, whatever it
is. A virtual.
And, a game. Whatever it was, then to take your parent, your mother that gave you birth, gave life to you, you know, that you would have the audacity to kill your mom because of a game. You know, so that just goes to show us how life has truly been twisted into twist in life, because when we came up, all we had was a brown bag, like a little lunch bag that they serve in school with an apple and a banana and some walnuts and Brazil nuts and a piece of candy stick. And we were satisfied with that. We were satisfied with that. And you're right, you don't sign for packages anymore. Your package is up at the door, and it can be open if it want to be. It just depends on what you get in it. They can be there and tuck some stuff out of it. But, I mean, they got the audacity now to just leave it at your door, and it's already open. Open.
That's
the package
right.
is already open. And
that's what happened here.
So, and one thing about it, I called the place where I done ordered it from and get a refund. And then I said, well, well, you are going to send somebody back to pick this up. They said, no, you just go ahead and keep this. Because you know all the errors. I'm not the first, not the last, and ain't going to be the third or the second that have called and complained about my packages already being open and some things that have been taken out of it. So what they do is give you a refund, ask you if you want to replace. No, I said, give me a refund. Give me a refund. But we just, Christmas is not like it used to be. It's not like it used to be. And I tell you, me, myself, and I, at this time, I really don't feel that Christmas jolly. I don't feel that. But all those that are around me that's going and buying and Christmas lights and all of these things up, and then your light bill sky high. I mean, everything is so sky high now. And I was about to order some pine saw. You get pine saw for $9.99. $9.99 for a bottle of pine saw when you used to go in the store and get it for $3.49. Now it's $9.99. You get two bottles for $22. $22 for two bottles, 40-ounce pine saw. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Tissue, I got to be $8.99 to $10 for a six-pack of tissue. That's crazy. That is really crazy. So what's more important? What's more important? You know, so we just have to be appreciative of what we have and stop going out borrowing all this money to buy your child this, and then they play with it one or two or three times, and you don't see it no more. And you don't put all this money in this. I mean, we learn to train them up to be appreciative and to be acceptable of the things that you give them. You know, I'm completed. I just tell you, it's something else. It's not the same. It have took a lot of the joy. And the reason for the season is Christmas is every day. Every day, 365 days of the year, 365. So I'm grateful for who Christ is in my life. Amen. But Christmas is just a celebration. Just to see others, you know, happy and jolly, but not all those $300 shoes, $299 pair of tennises, and all of this stuff. That ain't a honey bun. I can't eat a hamburger from there. Not at all. And not no fries and a soda on the side of it.
Man, found that.
With a soda on the side.
Yeah.
I'm completely.
What you say, hamburger, french fries, and a soda on the side, $39.99 plus tax?
Okay.
Yes.
That's before the pickles, tomatoes, onions, and lettuce and cheese.
What you say? Mm-hmm. What you say? That's extra.
Yeah.
So just go back to reiterate on the Amazon packages and this, that, and the third. Some of the places, I know Amazon does, have pickup places in their neighborhood, in your communities, to where there's different stores. I know here we have Whole Foods, we got CVS, a couple other places that actually would deliver your packages to those places, and you pick them up from there. And then going in there, you get them. They'll send you something through your email. You just go to that store, you scan it, it opens up the locker, you get your thing.
That's
so
right.
If you're not, if you do have packages coming, and you're not able to be home for it, then ask about picking them up at other stores. They're called hubs. And anytime you go to do your checkout at Amazon, you can put in that you want to pick up at a hub. Put in your area, your zip code, and they'll tell you where the hubs are. So, you know, that's something to think about. If you know you got packages coming, you're not going to be home, then definitely go check out those hubs in your area. Because I just did a couple of days ago, and it works great. All I did was went in and scanned the barcode, and the package came right there to me. So it's definitely worth trying for. There are other things out there. You just have to be able to look for it and ask for it. You know, things have changed a lot, and it's not just the basic, you know, everyday mail, the everyday Amazon, the everyday UPS.
Mm-hmm.
Things are different, but there's ways that you can use it to benefit yourself. If you're not home, send it to a business you're going to be at. Send it to a friend's house. Send it to a neighbor's house.
That's what we do, a neighbor.
Protect yourself. You know, nobody's going to protect you but you. So, you know, we don't want you to be going to order this stuff and then it's not coming and the child upset, you upset, UPS man said I delivered it, you know, bypass all that. You know, check into the hubs, check into send it somewhere else, check into having it sent to a post office and going to the post office and picking it up. So just, you know, there's resources out there. Just save your own sanity. That's all I can tell you. Save your own sanity. So.
Yeah, my daughter was looking into that for me too, to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good, and that's a good thing. And that's why it's so important. That's why it's so important to pass resources on to others that may not know. Because I didn't know anything about anything you can have drop out. So that's something definitely that I will check into. But then, you know, resources are so important. So important. It can help somebody else. You know, it can help somebody else. Not only me, but somebody else as well.
Yeah, and they're not too far from where I live either.
Yeah,
they're only like, two or three blocks away from where I live at the at Western Beef. Yes, and at the post office, I think, yes. And Walgreens.
Well, I can tell them to keep me out of there at the post office, and I can get it when I get back.
You can just get it from the post office. That's
it.
That's right. Baby, you want to get that other thing for us that you like so much? Yeah, definitely. Resources are great to have in all aspects, any kind of situation. The information is out there. The resources are out there. You just have to ask. You know, my mama always said, closed mouths don't get fed. So if you don't know, if you don't ask, you ain't going to know, because some people just ain't going to tell you. So you got to ask for yourself.
You are now
listening to AJ and the Squad on the 6 Pass Radio Network.
That's such a pretty song.
Thank you.
That was Voice of Men. We'll let us know.
All right, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow.
That's right, I'm down for
y'all
the white Christmas.
Well, they talking, we may get it over here, so
mm-hmm. I
don't know.
I know, there's lots of cities, lots of states, it's already beginning,
mm-hmm.
I know. Last month, Buffalo got like almost 13 feet of snow. They say out in the Wyomings and up there in the Catskills and all that. Yeah, they already having blizzards and all kinds of stuff going on and, you know, it's supposed to be a real terrible winter, so, you know, with the way heating, you know, and oil prices are, you know, gas and all that, you know, there's going to be a lot of people, they're predicting it's not going to be able to, you know, have heating oil and be warm. So we want to make sure that we pray for everybody who may find themselves in that position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And piggybacking off of that, you know, if you call your local social services, human services building. I know right now here they got a couple organizations that's helping with heating assistance, and it's called the LEAP program, ILIEP. So check your social service, check your 211s in your area, see if those are available in your area or something similar to that that helps with utility assistance, help with heating, help with oil. We don't want, like you said, we don't want nobody to be cold this morning. There's enough cold people out there already.
Mm-hmm.
So check with your human services building, check with your caseworkers. Anything government assistance, check into it. Just call and just ask. They may tell you no, but call and ask. They know you asked about it. And you won't know until you ask. So call just
that's
about heating assistance, food benefits, insurance, any of that stuff. Anything government assistance, just call and ask. We don't want nobody
to
be
able to. If you have any extra blankets, any extra coats, you know, donate them to a shelter or, you know, maybe you drive around and maybe you know certain areas where you know of a homeless community. You know, take them if you possibly can. You know, clothes, you know, warm clothes, long johns, thermals, coats and blankets if you possibly can. Anything we can do to help, anything you can do to help.
Maybe somebody can create a coat drive.
Mm-hmm.
Hats, gloves.
Right now.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And also reach out to your elder care. You reach out to elder care, and elder care gives you brand new heaters, brand new blankets. Will give you brand new items, and this is the time. If you need those things, you need those electric heaters, you need those fans, or whatever that you need. Reach out to your elder care in your area. You know, every state has them. You know, so reach out to your elder care. They have them just for your asking. Put your name on the list, amen, so that you have to get someone to pick it up for you. They don't deliver. They don't deliver. They give. But then you have to be the one to be able to get out and go and get it or send someone to get it in your name. But they are given heaters, and they're given blankets. Whatever you need, they're giving it. You just got to reach out and get it.
I want to put out a challenge to everyone that can hear my voice right now. Anybody that can hear my voice right now, I challenge you between now and Christmas to go give a homeless person something, whether it's a blanket, a coat, a meal, go give something to a homeless person. I don't know what it's like in your cities, but my city is being overran with homeless people in tents. They're everywhere. And we were told they even had it built up by our school. They even told us because if they have a tent anywhere on anybody's property, it's considered a residence. They cannot ask the people to move as long as they have a tent. I don't care if that's your yard they're in. If it's a tent, it's now their property. So, regardless of why they're there, we know why they're there, we know they're there. I challenge each and every person that hears my voice to go give something to a homeless person this week. A blanket, a meal, a jacket, whatever. Just do it. Whether it's one of 10, somebody out there, there could have been you out there. That could have been you. Mm-hmm. All of us are just a paycheck away from being out there on the streets, I darn say.
Right.
So we can't look at them and say, oh, we better than we this, we that. We too busy worrying about and complaining about what's going on in our life. Oh, my bill's not paid. My bed, I don't have the right blanket on my bed. Oh, my shoes. Somebody would love to have to worry about a blanket on the bed. Somebody would love to be worried about pants and bills. So we have to be appreciative of what we have in our lives and stop overlooking the people that don't have theirs, because that could have been you one day. So I just tell you guys to go out and be nice to a homeless person. Mm-hmm. Give them something. Blankets don't cost nothing these days. Coats, I know you got an old coat or something in your house somewhere you ain't using. Some gloves, some hats, some socks. Something to just say somebody cares.
Amen. That's so true.
That's my challenge to the Six Eyes Radio Network listening audience tonight. I dare you.
I've been homeless, been told. So I know it's real. It's right down from me. You talk about those hints. Right down from me by Tallahassee Community College and Lodge Vocational. There's a big old field open. They got nothing but tents, and there's homeless people that live under those tents. And they are content. They are content.
Yeah.
That's right. And they have those bear cans where they fire. They put wood in it.
Mm-hmm.
They survive.
Yeah, they know how to survive.
Here in New York City, we got them on the subway trains. New York. But Mayor Adams saying that he was going to start taking them all in and evaluating them and see which ones who are mentally ill and try to get them into mental hospitals and put them back on their meds and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what he was saying.
Well, that was a good idea.
Yeah.
That will be a start.
So we don't have a whole lot of time left. So let's have some fun.
Text.
Let's have some fun. Then we can throw out some Christmas trivia and see what y'all know about Christmas. For real, for real. So what is the Christmas beverage called? Milk punch. Anybody know what that's called? What that is?
Eggnog.
Yay.
Oh, I got
that's one for AJ.
And there's another
it's
one.
It's a 151 dark good time, I promise.
Yeah, there's another one too. Coquito.
Oh,
that's the
okay.
Spanish eggnog.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that
yeah.
one. Mm-hmm.
That's what we have in our house. It could be alcoholic or non alcoholic.
So, What did the other reindeers not let Rudolph do because of his shiny nose?
Drive the sleigh.
Go to reindeer.
Drive the sleigh.
What'd you say, Pride Joy?
Go to reindeer game.
Yep.
Oh,
okay.
Go to any reindeer game.
Because remember, his nose was the light for the sleigh.
Yep.
So
that's right. How many goats show up in the Christmas carol?
Godfather, he got one.
Okay, one second. How many goats show up in the movie The Christmas Carol? Does anybody know?
How many what?
How many ghosts were there in the movie The Christmas Carol?
Oh, three.
Almost.
Seven.
Real close.
Four.
What you mean? Three.
Four, yep.
What was the fourth one?
I don't know, baby. That's the game.
I'm not playing that.
I don't know.
I didn't see that movie a million times.
He said research.
Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future. Where the fourth one at?
Maybe Christmas that never was. I don't know, baby.
Godfather,
you said you had one?
Yes. How many letters are there in the alphabet?
Huh?
Well, obviously we know it's
24.
There's none. Nope.
Okay.
Huh? You come out the word alphabet?
No, I've heard
the alphabet.
How many?
Go ahead, say it again.
How many letters in the alphabet?
There's no letters.
He said there's no letters in the alphabet.
Uh-uh. There's no letters in the alphabet.
26? Is it 26? Yeah.
No. It would have been 11. 26, but the angel said no L.
Okay, God.
And I thought she was going to say A. I thought she was going to say O U. Because there's another joke, and they subtract for the vowels. They were like, no, those are vowels.
Right.
Those aren't letters.
Yeah.
That's what I thought she was going to say. That's why I was subtracting.
Okay, Godfather.
That was cute, Godfather. That was cute.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody know the two names for Santa Claus? His actual two names.
Saint Nick.
You're talking about Chris Kringle?
Chris Kringle is one, and Saint Nick is the other. Yes.
An old Saint Nick.
Yeah. What color is Elvis Christmas going to be?
Blue,
exactly.
Uh-huh.
In the Home Alone movie, the Wachowskis went on vacation and left Kevin behind. Where did they go?
Well, they left them New York.
Yeah. That was one of them. Where did they go? Because they left about 10 times. If that would be me, I would be in the car.
Right. That's the only one I remember is New York. Where else they go?
They went to Illinois one time.
They went to Illinois? I don't remember that one.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm staying away from Illinois. I'm good on that one.
The other one is Paris.
Which number was that? I don't remember.
That's why all the pretty women that is in Paris. I need to go there.
Hey. Yeah, you can do a lot of things down there.
That's what
I
know.
Right.
It was not so. I would have told you.
Godfather want to stop over there in Amsterdam, I think.
All right, young man. Be quiet now.
Home Alone went to Illinois?
Yeah, huh. What episode was that? I know it wasn't the first one. No, it was, so it had to have been three then.
As you said, in Home Alone, where the McCallisters going on vacation when they left Kevin behind instead of Paris. Is that where they were going, the first one?
No, I don't think that was. It could have been, though. Because
I know they went to New York one time. Mm-hmm. But remember, one of them they were going somewhere, but they didn't make it because they realized they had left him.
Mm-hmm. Even Google don't know. It's terrible.
In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life. What happens every time the bell rings? Yes. Anybody? Anybody know?
Is there another scene? If I can recall.
Yeah, they won't tell me which one it is.
Do you know what happens in the movie A Wonderful Life every time the bell rings?
The angel talks to him.
Y'all both were together. The angel gets his wings. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Which Hollywood actor played 6 different roles in a Polar Express movie?
Hanks.
Wow. Huh?
Tom Hanks.
You better know your movies. Okay. What was the name of Scrooge?
Which one?
What was the Scrooge's name, period? Any of them?
Ebenezer.
Oh, yeah.
Ebenezer. Mm-hmm. What country did eggnog come from?
I don't know. I could Google it and cheat real quick.
No.
the country of Nog? I don't know.
It came from England.
That makes sense.
I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you said England? Okay.
Egg Nog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did Fox do when they placed the... I'm so sorry, sir. I do apologize. I'll give you 2 extra points.
I'll put you in the paper. Don't worry.
Uh-oh.
What did Foxy do when they put the hat on his head?
Came alive.
Yep, he began to dance around. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What was Ralphie's little brother's name in the movie A Christmas Story?
That's a good question. I just watched it.
Mikey was it? Because Mikey could do anything.
Oh, what Mikey just said.
Oh, my God.
His name was
Ralph.
Randy.
Randy, okay.
Oh,
AJ, what you supposed to do when you find yourself under the mistletoe?
Run.
Run?
I don't know. Well, I guess it would depend upon who you up under the mistletoe with, because I don't want to be caught up
under
the mistletoe.
No, I ain't going to do it anybody.
But technically, you're supposed to kiss whoever you're standing up under the mistletoe.
Yeah, you kiss under the mistletoe.
Now, isn't that special?
Smooch.
Mm-hmm. Which one of Santa's reindeer has the same name as another holiday mascot? That's a cute question. You got to know all the reindeer names first, huh?
I don't.
Comet.
Nope. Same name as another holiday mascot. That is cute.
I don't know.
I don't remember none of these.
They keep saying cute. It's kind of a hint, actually. Cupid. That's for Valentine's Day. Ain't that cute?
Yeah. I don't remember Cupid as a reindeer.
No. It said which one had the same name.
Oh.
Which one of his reindeers had the same name. I don't think we probably know these. These kind of. Okay, wait a minute, this one. According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the eighth day of Christmas? Sing it fast.
Eight maids of milking.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what she give
it
to you on seven?
Seven songs of swimming.
And six?
Six geese a line.
Five, everybody. Five
golden rings.
Golden rings.
Four.
Four calling birds.
Three turtle doves.
Three turtle doves.
Now three French hens.
Oh, and French two hens. Turtle doves.
And a what?
And a big cornish hen in the oven. And a basin with honey gravy.
And a big honey glaze ham in the oven.
Wow. I got to put her in the paper. I got to go.
What was the highest gross movie, Christmas movie of all time?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Nope. I wouldn't have thought.
On 34th Street.
Nope.
Christmas Vacation.
Nope. We just talked about it a few minutes ago.
Home Alone.
Yeah, I would have never thought that.
Home Alone.
Back on 34th Street, A Wonderful Life or something.
Yeah, Wonderful Life. They had that on.
Wonderful Life or something like that.
All right, I would have thought Home Alone was, but that's what they said.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a major question right here. How many gifts in total are you given for the 12 days of Christmas?
Oh, God.
I asked somebody this one day. We had the biggest argument about it.
I didn't even try that one.
So, yeah, I better get
13.
The ad.
13.
No, it's more than 13, because you got six geese, five calling birds.
Oh.
You got the ad of all the days.
Oh, no, I don't do it. Forget it.
But
come on, AJ.
Okay, we can go 3, 9. I mean, you just add them up. 1 and 2, everybody do it together with me. Now y'all write this down on your paper. 1 and 2 is 3.
3.
2 and 3 is 5.
5.
And 5 and 4 is 9.
9.
And 9 and 6 is
14.
15. Y'all with me so far? 9 and 6 is 15. Hello? Okay.
15
then you
add, and 7.
You got 15 and 7 is
22.
All right, mm-hmm. keep going. And you add 8.
22
add
and 8 is 30.
All right. Okay, now you add a 9.
39.
All right, and now add 10.
39 and 10 is 49.
49. You got 11.
49 and 11 is 60.
60. My
60.
Bad.
60. Mm-hmm.
60,
60,
and then add 12 to that, 72. 72. So 72 gifts for Christmas. Plus,
now tell me why.
The 12 days of things you get in your stocking, because in my house, you got one present for every 12th day of Christmas hanging in your stocking over the fireplace. Okay? So I'm going to have to add those 72 and the extra 12 in the stocking.
Now tell me how. And somebody can break it down for me, because I'm good for learning. Tell me why the answer is 364.
You said 360. Aren't you missing a day? You said it's a leap year. You said what?
They said the answer is how many gifts in the total were you given in 12 days of Christmas song, and they said 364. I'm thinking because you keep getting the same ones over again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say maybe every year, because every day is Christmas except for leap year. I don't know.
Right. So it's actually 364.
Right, because 365 days in a year, but Christmas spirit should be 364. That's a leap year. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's all I have for that. So does anybody have anything else? We have reached our time. We do have a bonus time, and we want to go into that. But does anybody have anything? Anything on your mind? Anything you want to say? Anything you're thinking? Any resources you might have? Any Christmas jokes you might have?
Are we going to have another broadcast next Friday night?
Yes, sir. If everything goes according to plan, we plan to have a Christmas concert next Friday with a lot of live singing, live entertainment. So we are holding open auditions right now. We do have a few slots already filled. So I know we have Evangelist Clayton, we have Mr. Greg, and I know Queen is putting something together with her church. So I don't know how many slots we're going to have, but we do have open auditions, and we need everybody to, you know, come through and, you know, show us what you got so we can start putting things in order. But, yes, sir, we definitely plan on having a show next Friday. At least that's the plan.
Oh, good,
anyway.
Good.
Oh, same time?
Yes,
same time.
Okay. Somebody said they wanted to say something. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
AJ and the squad, Queens Court. I appreciate you all taking out your time each week to, involve and engage the community. That, you know, I must make sure, and Six Eyes also. You know, I feel like this is something that definitely cannot go unnoted. Continue to do the great job that you are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We so much appreciate that. And maybe to a lot of people you don't understand, but it's things like that when people say things like that to us. Whether you know it or not, it really, really means something to us. I mean, we're all, you know, I don't know how a lot of people feel, but we're all grown. And every now and then, you know, we've gotten a little older. You don't hear those compliments, you know, like we used to. So when you hear somebody compliment God's work, your hard work, your sweat, tears, and dedication, and we know what we built, we know what we created, and we know what we've given back and what's still to come. So I just want to say, personally, sir, ever since you done came along, I appreciate your presence. I appreciate what you do and what you brought to the Six Eyes Radio Network, the AJ Squad, and the Queens Court, sir. So I'm glad that you be hanging around, man, and I can't wait to hear them pipes next week at the concert.
It is my pleasure, guys. I really do appreciate y'all, for real.
Well,
look, you know I appreciate it. I got to go to work in the morning. I'm still hanging around.
Well, that means a lot. God, because this isn't just, you know, this, I personally would have not thought that we would be where we are now when we first started visiting other podcasts. You know, I thought this, we were just going to be on there. We was in audition. We was talking, hanging out. I would have never thought that we have come as far as we've come on our own podcast. So I do definitely thank Mr. Six Eyes for giving us the opportunity to do this and entrusting us with this mic in this episode, because it has really grown. It has, we've touched a lot of people. A lot of people have come across. I have fallen in love with it. I absolutely adore what we're doing. You know, and it's opening up a lot of people, and it's helping people, and that's what it's about. So we thank everybody that comes in with us on Friday nights. We thank anybody that touches Six Eyes Radio Network, period. But we definitely thank you for coming and hanging out with us on Friday night. It's Friday night. You can be anywhere. We thank you for being right here with us.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely right. Definitely want to appreciate Mr. Six and Six Eyes Radio Network. And I don't know if everybody heard about what happened to Miss Nikhil, but we definitely want to keep her in our prayers, AJ and the squad in Queens Court. Mr. Kale, she is, let's just per se, like the radio, like she oversees a lot of stuff. Station manager, she does all that good stuff. She not too long ago, she had an accident. And it was kind of a serious accident. So I had went on the Mr. Six, Kicking It With Six, DJ ATL, Miss Pride and Joy, on Saturdays, every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Make sure you check them out. Great commentary, latest breaking news with Miss Pride and Joy, and some of the latest, greatest, newest music. But I stopped by the show because we had won another award that DJ ATL was telling us about, and I wanted to hear all about that. And while there, I heard about Mrs. Nikhil's accident. So I just want everybody to keep her in our prayers, and send her out our well wishes to her and her family from AJ and the squad of Queens Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network and the rest of the network family members.
Yeah, definitely. But she said she was doing okay every day of the good day.
Right, because I wanted her to come on here and tell that story. I was like,
right.
You know, it was wild. It was a wild story, wild story. Before we leave, as we always do around this time, I would just like to say real quick, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
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 And don't forget to check out the One Mobile Services, the newly organized nonprofit organization to which Mr. AJ himself is the president and founder of One Mobile Services, the one being WUN, what you need. So go check it out. Donate to us, help somebody else.
That's right. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all. That's right. And I do got a little cover story that I'm working on that should be on there soon. And like I said, I would appreciate when I get it done and I post it. I would appreciate everybody's feedback. And yes, please spread the word. Help us to continue to help to make the difference in other people's lives.
And with that being said, we want to say good night. Happy holidays. We will catch you guys next Friday with an exciting Christmas concert. Maybe if you get that for us. We'll definitely catch you next Friday with a Christmas concert. If you think you got some tunes and you want to come blow with us a little bit, come check us out. We'll give you the mic and let you sing a little bit. But we definitely hope you come back and hang out with us next Friday night. We know it's the Friday before Christmas, and we know it's going to be a hustle and bustle, but we definitely want to do the right thing and continue to celebrate the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad in the Queens Court on Friday night, as we always do. So with that being said, you guys have a wonderful night. May God be with each and every one of you. Thank you for staying with time with us, and we'll see you next Friday.
And thank you, too.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely.
Okay.
Always a pleasure. Right. Always a pleasure.
Yeah. Okay.
Corina,
yes, sir.
Is there somewhere I can meet y'all and speak with y'all for a few minutes?
Yes.
You are now listening to AJ and the Squad on the Six Sides Radio Network.
Good night, everyone.
I'm
my mind. I want you to be free. Ooh. For all of my friends, would you listen to me? Now hear what I say. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
That was Violent Night by The Temptations.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for coming.
Good night, everyone. Yeah, Greg.
Are you saying yes to me now?
Yeah. We'll meet you over there.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.